Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of today's and tomorrow's technology. I'm Alex, your guide to the technical jungle of AI.
And I'm Jamie, your voice of curiosity, here to ask the questions you're thinking and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. How's it going, Alex?
Doing great, Jamie. Excited for today's topic, optimizing context windows for large language models, or LLMs. It's a game changer for anyone working with AI.
Context windows? Sounds like something I'd need to clean in my apartment. But seriously, Alex, break it down for us. Why should we care about these windows?
All right, imagine you're having a conversation, but you can only remember the last few sentences anyone said. That's kind of how LLMs work with context windows. They can only see a certain amount of text or tokens at a time. It's crucial for response quality, cost, and speed.
Ah, got it. So it's like if I forgot what we talked about 5 minutes ago, which, to be fair, happens more than I'd like to admit.
Exactly. And optimizing this window means making sure the AI uses its memory as effectively as possible. It's about balancing what it needs to know now without overloading it with too much info.
Sounds like a tightrope walk. How do the tech wizards manage that?
A few tricks up their sleeves. They use chunking, retrieval augmentation, summarization, and dynamic context selection to keep things efficient. Think of it as AI dieting. It only gets fed what it absolutely needs to know.
Dieting? I prefer strategic snacking. But okay, how does one even start to optimize this?
It begins with understanding tokenization, how text is broken down into pieces the model can digest. Different languages and models have different appetites, so to speak.
So I can't just feed it a whole encyclopedia and expect good answers?
No, you'd likely just get AI indigestion. Instead, we chunk large documents, convert them into vectors, and store them for quick retrieval.
Vectors? So we're turning words into math now?
Precisely. It's how we make sense of text in a numerical space. Then, when it's time to answer a question, the model fetches the most relevant math to craft its response.
This is starting to sound like a high-tech treasure hunt.
In many ways, it is. And there's also the challenge of keeping everything timely and within budget. Monitoring token usage and latency is crucial, especially at scale.
Scale? That's where the big bucks start rolling in, or rolling out, depending on how well you've optimized, right?
Spot on, Jamie. Large-scale systems, like those fancy chatbots companies use, need to be super efficient. Otherwise, costs can spiral and performance can dip.
Efficiency, the eternal dance. Any pitfalls we should watch out for while cutting the rug?
Plenty. Overchunking can lead to inefficiency. Irrelevant context can confuse the model, and token overflow is like overeating. It just doesn't end well.
I'm getting the picture. And it's complex, but fascinating. How do these geniuses keep everything running smoothly?
With a lot of testing and tweaking. They use unit and integration tests to ensure accuracy doesn't slip. And of course, monitoring tools to keep an eye on performance metrics.
Sounds like a full-time job just keeping the AI in tip-top shape.
It is, Jamie, but the payoff is worth it. Optimized context windows mean faster, cheaper, and smarter AI applications. It's the backbone of scalable, efficient AI.
And who doesn't love a backbone, right? Keeps us all standing tall. Alex, as always, you've illuminated the murky depths of AI for us. Any final thoughts before we close the windows for today?
Just that, in the world of AI, efficiency is king, and context window optimization is its crown. Keep that in mind, and you'll be on your way to mastering LLMs.
Well said, Alex. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you enjoyed our tech deep dive today, don't forget to subscribe for more insights and, of course, more of Alex's wisdom.
And Jamie's unforgettable humor. Until next time, keep optimizing and innovating. Goodbye, everyone.